Where 5, Cambridge City 2. That was a heavy defeat in the Velocity Cup tonight, Robbie. How much allowance do you put on the fact that we had quite a young side and we've had to deal with injuries and injuries and illness?
Yeah, it's I'm not going to lie, it's been a difficult few days. You know, we've lost two to sickness and diarrhoea today, late on. Joel's not quite recovered, and Tony this afternoon had gone bad. So they were both fit this morning. Well, I say they're both fit this morning. They're both available until later on today, which, you know, hampers things dramatically, really. But, you know, we had like a 18-year-old in goal. We had a 18-year-old at right back, a 16-year-old at left back. But we had a little bit experience around it. Now, I thought it was a strange game. It was very open, and we got into some really good areas. We played some good football at times, but it was our final pass, our final cross shot, and that little bit of, you know, on the back of Saturday's disappointing result, a little bit of extra touch, you know, trying to find their way again, and, you know, but it's just at the moment we just, every time someone makes a mistake, we can see. You know, you look at the second goal for them, you know, Lewis let one go under him and it's squirmed out and the lad's got to tap in at the back stick, you know, and it's, that's the way things are going at the moment. You know, we go score 2-2 and it's straight from the kickoff, 3 passes and it's 3-2. So it's, you know, it's just, you know, getting people in the right areas. We know we're short in one or two areas. You know, we've got another 7 day gone in for one of our players. St Ives have put 7 days in for Ryan Sharman. So, you know, things are tough at the moment. But, you know, people, you know, want our players. And it's difficult as it is trying to keep people happy. But when you've got lads being, you know, unsettled, and it is difficult. But like I say, we're in a new league. We're finding our feet. We're trying to, you know, we look at the teams we've played and who we've seen recently, and we know where we've got to get to. But it's not an overnight quick fix. It's something that, you know, we know where we need to be better at. You know, we know the positions. We know the areas of the pitch where we have to be better. And I'm certainly working extremely hard to rectify that. But on the flip side, it's hard when 7 days keep coming in for your better players all the time. So it's one of those things. We have to deal with it. And it's just, you know, we want to try and get a settled group. That's been the aim. But, you know, when you move into a new league and one or two find the travelling difficult and one or two don't want to do the, you know, the sitting on the bench and dropping out, and then you lose one or two to higher league clubs. So it has been difficult, not going to lie. And, you know, it's been an eye-opener, to be honest. But, like I say, as long as I can keep finding the players, which I know I will, and, you know, I've got no doubt that the players that we're trying to bring in will be successful. You know, we missed Nathan at right back tonight because he's cup tied. Daniel was working. You know, so there's players that can come back into this group. You know, we're missing Isaac injured. So we're missing 6 players. And you take 6 players out of anyone's team, you're not going to be as strong. And, you know, it's one of those things. You know, did we deserve to lose 5-2? I don't think so. I thought we had a great shout for a penalty at 4-3. With 15 minutes to go. We've hit the bar twice. So, look, it is what it is. The goals are difficult to take, but when you've got two lads playing at fullback, that you've got a left back that's normally a centre half, and you've got a right back that's come in this evening, you know, it is difficult for them. And it's a difficult level to come into, having not played a lot of football.
We've also been had a centre half playing in central midfield. Things are clearly really stretched for you at the moment.
Yeah, they are. But it's, you know, Seb can play there, and you know we're not here to make excuses. We're here to deal in facts. And I thought the 11 that we had out there today shouldn't have been 5-2, you know, losers tonight. Sloppy goals, lack of concentration. You know, that's what's cost us in the end. You know, and it's, even at the end, you know, we're still creating good opportunities. But it's the other end of the pitch that's the worry at the moment. And it's, you know, you look at even, you know, Amu, Sparrow, Bantic, Sharman. Goals galore in that quartet, you know, and it's about getting them the ball and getting them in good areas of the pitch to be effective. And it's also when we haven't got the ball, we have to be a bit, you know, a week ago we're saying we're defending well, we've got good shape, and because we lose to three sloppy mistakes on Saturday, we've become a bad team again. We're not, you know, tonight was an opportunity to give one or two a game. We've had a look at Rio at right back, who hasn't played any football all year. So I thought he actually did quite well for somebody that hasn't played a lot of football. And I thought, you know, Bradley's not a left back, he's a left-sided centre-half. And I thought after the first sort of 30, 35 minutes, he again coped well. You know, it's just a question of, you know, we know we need to bring one or two in. There's no denying that. And it's busy day tomorrow trying to get a few things done.
So we're still at the stage of speaking to players and speaking to other clubs and just trying to arrange things rather than having anything necessarily lined up. Is that right?
Yeah, look, we've got 7 days in for a player that we're hopeful of trying to get done tomorrow. We've also got, you know, one or two irons in fires to hopefully get done by Friday. You know, we're lacking depth in centre midfield. There's no denying that. You know, we need an extra body in there. So that's an area of the pitch that we're desperately trying to rectify. And hopefully we can have some good news on that over the next day or so.
And all set for the big game on Friday then in the Cup?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's another game. It's an opportunity against higher league opposition. We're at home. I say home. We're at Histon. So, yeah, look, it's a good opportunity for us to show people that, you know, we are a good team, because we are. And hopefully we'll have Joel, Tony, one or two others available for that. You know, and hopefully you'll see a stronger squad than we've had over the last two games.
Is Fox Cup title Friday?
He is, yeah. He played in the previous round for Greys against Bedfont. So he's sadly cup tied, but you know, we should have options available come Friday in that area of the pitch. So, you know, we've got Mikey available, who's on dual reg at St Neots, so he'll be available. And we've got one or two others that hopefully we can bring in for Friday.
And what's in state with Jermaine Dewar? Because I think he's played at right back for us too.
Yeah, he has. He suffered a car accident about 10 days ago. So he's unable to drive at the moment. And we're unsure when he'll be available to play again. But yeah, he's somebody that, you know, certainly in the group, like tonight would have been an ideal situation to get him more minutes. The same with Daniel, but Daniel was unavailable. So disappointing, but people have lives away from non-league football, and we have to respect that. And as hard as it is, it's the norm at the moment, I think. You know, I speak to managers on a daily basis, and we're not the only club that are suffering with unavailability. You know, there's a lot of clubs locally that are, you know, struggling for players and availability. And it's, we spoke about it before the game, we just can't believe the fact that there's, you know, each club you talk about, I've got 12, 13 players available, and it's just like, it's ludicrous. And I know we've got a youth team, and you know, we have that available to us, but at 3 o'clock this afternoon we had 15 players. So, you know, it's a difficult one when you have two that pull out quite late, And it affects plans and things you want to do. But it's non-league football.
It certainly is. All right, well, thank you very much, Robbie, and the best of luck for Friday.
No problem. Thanks very much, Phil.